Chapter 4. After a few hours' sleep, Detective Stones returned to the station. He had arranged a meeting with his team of detectives for 9 o'clock. They were waiting for him when he entered the room.
"Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming," Detective Stones said, and looked around the room. There were 6 detectives in front of him. They were all very experienced. They had all worked for him on a number of murder investigations. Detective Stones always picked the best people to work with. This team could always find the murderer.
"Right. I'm sure you have heard the news. There has been a murder. This is what we know so far."
The detectives sat up straight to listen. Some of them took out pens and notebooks. It was the first day of a murder investigation, and everybody was excited.
"Yesterday morning, at 11:45, a railway engineer was checking the track. He arrived here."
The detective pointed to a map on the wall behind. It showed the route of the railway track through Escombe.
"This is where he found the body. He had his phone with him, so he rang the police immediately. I visited the scene and saw the body was next to the track. I thought it was an accident. There is only a low fence there, and people often go across the track. I looked around the area, and we took photographs. Then an ambulance took the body to the hospital. Yesterday afternoon, Dr. Jacobs telephoned me from Escombe Hospital. I went to the hospital to meet him. The doctor told me someone had murdered the man."
Detective Stones stopped talking and looked at his team of detectives.
"How did he die?"
asked Detective Alice Williams. She was the newest member of his team.
"Somebody stabbed him," replied Detective Stones.
"When did it happen?" she asked.
Detective Stones looked down at the doctor's report in his hand.
"The report says that the man died about 12 hours before we found him. So the murder happened at about midnight."
"Did he die there, or did somebody leave the body there?"
asked another detective.
"He died there," said Detective Stones. "There was a lot of blood on the ground. He lay there bleeding after he was stabbed."
"Do we have the murder weapon?" asked the detective.
"No, we don't. We searched the area all night. There is no weapon there. The murderer took it away."
"What do we know about the man who died?"
asked Detective Brian Davis, a young man who was sitting at the back of the room.
"We found his wallet in his pocket. He was called Jeremy Foster. He was 38 years old and lived in Castle Street in Escombe. That's all we know at the moment," said Detective Stones.
The young detective was quiet for a moment and then spoke again.
"You said his wallet was in his pocket. That means it wasn't a robbery."
"Yes," replied Detective Stones. "We don't know why he was there, and we don't know why somebody killed him."
"So what do we do next?" asked Detective Williams.
"This is the plan," replied Detective Stones.
I'm going to visit Mr. Foster's family. Detective Williams, I want you to come with me. I want Detective Davis and Detective Smith to go to the pub and restaurant near the track. Ask the staff if Mr. Foster was in there on the night of the murder. I want Detective Dawson and Detective Henderson to visit the houses near the track. Ask people if they saw or heard anything on the night of the murder.
What about me? Asked Detective Peterson.
Go to the station, Detective Stones told him. I want you to see if any trains went past between 11 o'clock at night and 1 o'clock in the morning. There are no passenger trains at that time. However, there are trains carrying goods. Perhaps the drivers saw something.